73. Color and life. Color can not only reflect one's personality, but also influence one's mood. What color do you like? Do you like yellow, orange, or red? If you do, you must be an optimist, a leader, an active person who enjoys life, people, and excitement. Do you prefer grays or blues? Then you are probably quiet, shy, and you would rather follow than lead. You tend to be a pessimist. At least, this is what psychologists tell us. They have been seriously studying the meaning of color preference, as well as the effect that colors have on human beings. They tell us that we don't choose our favorite color as we grow up. We are born with our preference. If you happen to love brown, you did so as soon as you opened your eyes, or at least as soon as you could see clearly. Colors do influence our moods, and there is no doubt. A yellow room makes most people feel more cheerful and more relaxed than a dark green one. And a red dress brings warmth and cheer to the saddest winter day. On the other hand, black is depressing. A black bridge over the Thames River near London used to be the scene of more suicides than any other bridges in the area, until it was repainted green. The number of suicide attempts immediately fell sharply. Perhaps they would have fallen even more if the bridge had been done in pink or baby blue.
74. What is first aid? First aid may be defined as the immediate and temporary care given to a victim of an accident or serious illness until the help of a physician can be obtained. First aid commences with the steadying effect upon the stricken person when he realizes that competent hands will help him. The emergency situation often causes confusion in the mind of the victim. Things seem unreal and remote, and he often cannot think clearly and rationally for some time. The emotional reaction which results from a serious accident takes time to subside. Therefore, first aid is more than the physical attention dressing his injuries or making him comfortable. It is the general mental effect that the well-selected word of encouragement, the expression of willingness to help, the uplifting effect of the first aider's evident capability can be given. The thoughtful suggestions made to solve immediate problems, the information given concerning nearby physicians and hospitals, the telephone call to summon medical help, or an ambulance, or to notify a relative, these too are first aid. The good first aider deals with the whole situation, the person and the injury. He knows what not to do as well as what to do. Thus, he avoids the error so commonly made through well-meant but misguided efforts. He confines his procedures to what is necessary, keeping the handling of injured part to a minimum.
75. Asking the way to the City Museum. Excuse me, Lin Lin. Could you tell me how to get to the City Museum from here?
Of course. It's on Youhao Street, just across Guotai Department Store. You know where that is?
I'm afraid I don't, I've never been in town.
Well, do you know where Youhao Square is?
No, I don't. But I do know where Zhongshan Square is.
I'm not sure that's going to help you. Let me see.
Looking at the map of the city.
Why don't you follow this road, Minshang Road, until you get to the stoplight? Take a left turning there, that's Tianjin Street, and go up about 2 blocks until you get to Youhao Street. Then turn right. The museum is on your right about 2 blocks down. Follow Minsheng Road. Take a left turning at the stoplight.
Let me get this straight. A left turning at the stoplight. Go up along Tianjin Street for 2 blocks.
That's right, 2 blocks.
Turn right on Youhao Street, and the museum is on the right-hand side, 2 blocks down.
That's right.
Thank you, Lin Lin.
That's all right.
76. On advertisements. China is now thick with commercials and advertisements, which do many important things for society. First of all, they convey business information. Another use of advertisements is to make the public interested in what manufacturers want to sell. It is because they have powerful influence that the profiteer often tricks the public into buying his goods by using advertisements. His bread, in truth, is made with soy flour, while he advertises it as white bread. Moreover, surplus advertisements have interfered in people's normal life. Every 10 minutes, a television program will be interrupted by commercials for a couple of minutes, which ruin good movies and exciting television shows. Worse still, some profiteers advertise their goods by means of dirty pictures to poison people's minds. These problems cannot be ignored. The best way to solve such problems is to enact laws in the consumer's interests, which should make sure that advertisements must be completely truthful and healthy. Let good advertisements facilitate communication between business people and the public, and help the business world moving.
77. Telephone books. Telephone books in the United States have white, blue, and yellow pages. The white pages list people with phones by last name. The blue pages contain numbers of city services, government agencies, and public schools. Business and professional services are listed in a special section, the yellow pages. To make a long-distance call, you need an extra code. Each area in the U.S. has an area code. The area covered by one area code may be small or large. For example, New York City has one area code, but so does the whole state of Oregon. If you want to know the area code of a place, you can look it up in the area code map, which is printed in the front of the white pages. There are a lot of public telephones in the U.S. They have their own numbers. If you make a long-distance call on the public telephone and run out of money, Give the number of your phone to the person you are talking to. Then hang up the receiver and he can call back. If you make a long-distance call and get a wrong number, call the operator and explain what has happened. This means that you can make the call again to the right number without having to pay more money.
78. Climate and intelligence. If you are like most people, your intelligence varies from season to season. You are probably a lot sharper in the spring than you are at any time of year. A noted scientist, Ellsworth Huntington, 1876 to 1947, concluded from other men's work and his research among peoples in different climates that climate and temperature have a definite effect on our mental abilities. He found that cool weather is much more favorable for creative thinking than is summer heat. This does not mean that all people are less intelligent in the summer than they are during the rest of the time. It does mean, however, that the mental abilities of large numbers of people tend to be lowest in the summer. Spring appears to be the best period of the year for thinking. One reason may be that in the spring, man's mental abilities are affected by the same factors that bring about great changes in all nature. Fall is the next best season, then winter. As for summer, it seems to be a good time to take a long vacation from thinking.
79. The second language of human beings. Facial expressions carry meaning that is determined by situations and relationships. For instance, in American culture, the smile is typically an expression of pleasure, yet it also has other functions. A smile may show affection, convey politeness, or disguise true feelings. It is also a source of confusion across cultures. For example, many people in Russia consider smiling at strangers in public to be unusual and even suspicious behavior. Yet, many Americans smile freely at strangers in public places. Some Russians believe that Americans smile in the wrong place. Some Americans believe that Russians don't smile enough. In Southeast Asian cultures, a smile is frequently used to cover emotional pain or embarrassment. Our faces reveal emotions and attitudes, but we should not attempt to read people from another culture as we would read someone from our own culture. The degree of facial expressiveness one exhibits varies among individuals and cultures. The fact that members of one culture do not express their emotions as openly as do members of another does not mean that they do not experience emotions. Rather, there are cultural restraints on the amount of nonverbal expressiveness permitted. If we judge people whose ways of showing emotions are different according to our own cultural norms, we may make the mistake of reading the other person incorrectly.
80. Human brain. Man has a big brain. He can think, learn, and speak. Scientists used to think that men are different from animals because they can think and learn. They know now that animals can learn. Dogs, rats, birds, and worms can learn. So scientists are beginning to understand that men are different from animals because they can speak. Animals cannot speak. They make noises when they are afraid, or angry, or unhappy. Apes are our nearest cousins. They can understand some things more quickly than human beings, and one or two have learned a few words. But they are still different from us. They cannot join words and make sentences. They cannot think like us because they have no language. They can never think about the past or the future. Language is a wonderful thing. Man has been able to develop civilization because he has language. Every child can speak his own language very well when he is 4 or 5. But no animal learns to speak. How do children learn? Scientists do not know. They only know that man can speak because he has a big brain.
81. The mystery of color. In general, people talk about two groups of colors: warm colors and cool colors. Researchers think that there are also two groups of people: people who prefer warm colors and people who prefer cool colors. The warm colors are red, orange, and yellow. Where there are warm colors and a lot of light, people usually want to be active. Sociable people, those who like to be with others, like red. The cool colors are green, blue, and violet. These colors, unlike warm colors, are relaxing. Where there are cool colors, people are usually quiet. People who like to spend time alone often prefer blue. Researchers do not know why people think some colors are warm and other colors are cool. Perhaps warm colors remind people of warm days, and the cool colors remind them of cool days. Because in the north, the sun is low during winter, the sunlight appears quite blue. Because the sun is higher during summer, the hot summer sunlight appears yellow.
82. Are you feeling good? Weather has a powerful effect on people. It influences health, intelligence, and feelings. In August, it is very hot and wet in the southern part of the United States. Southerners have many heart attacks or other kinds of health problems during this month. In the Northeast and the Middle West, it is very hot at some times and very cold at other times. Many people in these states have heart attacks after the weather changes in February or March. The weather can influence intelligence. For example, in a 1938 study by scientists, the IQ scores, measure of intelligence, of undergraduate college students were very high during a hurricane. But after the storm, their scores were 10% below average. Hurricanes can increase intelligence. Very hot weather, on the other hand, can lower it. Students in the United States often do badly in exams in the hot months of the year. Weather also had a strong influence on people's feelings. Winter may be a bad time for thin people. They usually feel cold during these months. They might feel depressed during cold weather. In hot summer weather, on the other hand, fat people may feel unhappy. At about 65 degrees Fahrenheit, people become stronger. Low air pressure relaxes people. It increases forgetfulness. People leave more packages and umbrellas on buses and in stores on low pressure days. There is a perfect weather for work and health. People feel best at a temperature of about 64 degrees Fahrenheit with 65% humidity. Are you feeling sick, sad, tired, forgetful, or very intelligent today? The weather may be the cause.
83. Did you have a sound sleep? Sleep is part of a person's daily activity cycle. There are several different stages of sleep, and they too occur in cycles. If you are an average sleeper, your sleep cycle is as follows. When you first drift into slumber, your eyes will roll about a bit. Your temperature will drop. Your muscles will relax, and your breathing will slow and become quite regular. Your brain waves slow down a bit too, with the alpha of rather fast waves predominating for the first few minutes. This is called stage 1 sleep. For the next half hour or so, as you relax more and more, you will drift down through stage 1 and stage 3 sleep. The lower your stage of sleep, the slower your brain waves will be. Then, about 40 to 60 minutes after you lose consciousness, you will have reached the deepest sleep of all. Your brain waves will show the large, slow waves that are known as the delta rhythm. This is stage 4 sleep. You do not remain at this deep fourth stage all night long, but instead, about 80 minutes after you fall into slumber, your brain activity level will increase again slightly. The delta rhythm will disappear, to be replaced by the activity pattern of brain waves. Your eyes will begin to dart around under your closed eyelids, as if you were looking at something occurring in front of you. This period of rapid eye movement lasts for some 8 to 15 minutes and is called REM sleep. It is during REM sleep that most dreams seem to occur. Provided that you do not wake up during the first REM sleep period, your body will soon relax again. Your breathing will grow slow and regular once more, and you will slip gently back from stage 1 to stage 4 sleep, only to rise once again to the surface of near consciousness some 80 minutes later.
84. Dreams. A dream is made up of a series of mind pictures that form during sleep. The people and actions in these pictures seem real to the person who is dreaming. When a person is asleep, he has little or no control over his mind. Then, ideas and feelings come out to form the mind picture known as dreams. Dreams may be influenced by different things that are present during sleep. If a person is cold, he may dream that he is out in a snowstorm. Worries or anger may also influence the content of a dream. Some people think that they seldom dream, and other people are quite sure that they do not dream at all. Studies of human sleep have shown, though, that everyone dreams every night. If a person thinks he does not dream, it is because he does not remember dreaming when he wakes up. Usually, a person may dream 3 to 7 times for a total of 1 to 2 hours of dreaming every night. Not only does everyone dream, but it seems that we all need to dream. One theory is that dreaming gives us a chance to escape from the rules of our real world. In dreams, we can see our wishes come true. We can be rich, powerful, and successful.
85. A tidal wave. A tidal wave is a very large and very destructive wall of water that rushes in from the ocean toward the shore. Many scientists call these huge waves tsunami. In Japanese, tsunami means storm wave. But do you know that tidal waves are not caused by storms and that they are not true tides at all? A true tide is the regular rise and fall of ocean waters at definite times each day, but a tidal wave comes rushing in suddenly and unexpectedly. A tidal wave is caused by an underwater earthquake. Scientists call the underwater earthquake a seaquake. The word seaquake is made up of two words, the word sea, which means ocean, and the word quake, which means to shake or to tremble. When a seaquake takes place at the bottom of the ocean floor shakes and trembles, and sometimes the ocean floor shifts. It is this shifting that produces the tidal wave. The tidal wave begins to move across the sea at great speed. Tidal waves have taken many human lives in the past. Today, scientists can predict when a tidal wave will hit land. They use a seismograph to do this. A seismograph is an instrument that records the strength, the direction, and the length of time of an earthquake or seaquake. It is not possible to hold back a tidal wave, but it is possible to warn people that a tidal wave is coming. This warning can save many lives.